What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here are the facts. You may not like the facts, but they are the straight-up facts. Your new head coach has a higher winning percentage in the regular season than Tom Thibodeau. Your new head coach has a better winning percentage in the postseason than Tom Thibodeau. Your new head coach has coached in the NBA Finals, something Tom Thibodeau hasn't done. So quit your whining, quit your complaining, quit your panicking. The New York Knicks just made a very good coaching hire. Good afternoon, Tiki.
Good afternoon. Is this official? Or
it is
this official in Evan's brain?
It is official.
Because you've been saying it for the last, I don't know, month?
Well, my brain is sometimes right, it's sometimes wrong. Where we stand, if you're just tuning in, is that all indications do point to Mike Brown being the next head coach of the New York Knicks, Shams, Ian Begley, all the heavy hitters. The only thing that stands in the way is negotiating a contract. And something I told you a few weeks ago about Mike Brown is that Mike Brown is, A, one of the sweetest human beings in the world, which I've heard.
Nice.
And number two, if he's offered the job, it's over. It'd be one of the easiest negotiations if you're James Dolan.
Because he wants the job.
He wants the job. And I think this is a really good, solid hire. And I know that today we're going to hear from some Knicks fans who are going to say, this isn't sexy enough. We fired Tom Thibodeau for this. This isn't enough for me. I respectfully think you guys are wrong. This is a guy that's coached in big markets. This guy has coached big superstars. This guy has coached monumental pressure. And this guy has, for the most part, had a successful head coaching career in the NBA. And you could do far worse than Mike Brown replacing Tom Thibodeau. And I say this as an IBO. It'll be a little bit more difficult in a few minutes when we talk about the name Ben Simmons, because my IBO-ness may go out the window. But in terms of talking about this man and this hire and this moment, I think the Knicks made a very good hire. And remember when all you guys were crying that it was taking too long? Calm down!
Well, I mean,
did it really take that long?
When it's officially official, we'll say it's a good hire. But, you know, Mike Brown is a very good coach. We all know his winning percentage is roughly 60% or so, just a little bit under it. So he's had lots of success. Eastern Conference champions back in 2006. But think about that.
07. That was LeBron's first finals year.
07. Yes. That was the 07 finals year.
Yep.
But that was 18 years ago. Think how long ago that was. And it was LeBron James. And so.
Don't do this.
I'm not doing this. I'm just stating an actual fact. The fact is that LeBron
James.
Hold
on, real quick. BT, he's in the Boomer and Geo studio because he's playing a video game. I just want to acknowledge before we continue this, BT is a man of his word. He owes my son money for saying Mets suck on the radio. And BT, which I felt bad about, had to run down to the ATM to get cash.
I would have spotted you 100, BT.
But he's in the Boomer and Geo studio.
Yes.
That's Mets become suck.
What was that?
It's 100, right? What do I owe?
He thinks it's 120, but you can make it 100.
Mets suck.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Tiki wasn't here that day.
I think it was 100.
What does Brandon owe Jet for saying Mets suck?
I truly thought it was only 100.
Give him 100. It's fine.
Give him 100.
I think he thinks 120, but
see, Blizzle.
That's what we call like inflation for an 8-year-old. Uh-huh. So thank you, Brandon. Good job by him. And thank you for Jet for saying Mets suck long before the Mets sucked. It's like Mets he suck. Knew what was going to end up happening. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we'll get to the Mets later. They're in the midst of a doubleheader. We'll get to the Yankees a little bit later on. But what were you saying?
I was talking about Mike Brown. And Mike Brown was a really good coach 19 years ago, 18 seasons ago.
Well, hold on. That's not fair.
And again, that's a lie because he won 66 games a couple years after. But my point really was it's all been with LeBron James.
Well, that's not true. See, what he did in Sacramento, like one of the things Tom Thibodeau is going to be lauded for, rightfully so, when we look at what he's accomplished, is arguably getting more out of less. Mm. Now, I don't think he necessarily did that this past season because I think the Knicks had a lot of talent. Right. But certainly when you look at his entire tenure here and you go back to his first real year here in 2021, they were in the playoffs and their point guard was Elfrid Payton. They were in the playoffs and their best player was Derrick Rose while Julius Randle was choking. So I would agree with you if the argument is, hey, Tom really did a good job of getting a lot out of a little. I'd say he did that in 2021. I don't think he did that last year, but a few years ago, as talented as De'Aaron Fox is, as talented as DeMontis Sabonis is, he turned the Sacramento Kings, perennial losers, into the best offense in the NBA, and they won 48 games. Like, they lost the seventh game to Steph Curry and the Warriors. Like, we can mention the finals, and yes, it was a long time ago, and yes, LeBron was there. But what he did in Sacramento in turning that roster into the number one offense in the league 2.5 years ago and getting them to the seventh game of the first round against Steph Curry and the Warriors, that's an accomplishment.
Of course it's an accomplishment. You give him credit for that, obviously. The following year, though, they didn't make the postseason.
Yeah, but they won 46 games.
I agree. They won 46 games. Then he gets fired for whatever reason 31 games into last season. And it makes no sense because it's 31 games. You know, there's still 50 to go. And he got fired. But clearly there was a disconnect or at least a lack of maybe direction from the front office and how Mike Brown was coaching his team. And so he gets fired. And so a good coach is out on the street. I'm just saying, like, his real big success that everybody will point to was 18 years ago, and it was with LeBron James. And I'm not knocking him. I'm just stating the fact as it exists. And he's coming to this Knicks team that has this ridiculously high expectation. Now, with that being said, I believe he's the right coach. And the reason he's the right coach is because he knows what it takes to be in a position where the expectation is ridiculously high. And ultimately, you couldn't have gone with a younger coach or a first-time head coach because you never know when the veteran player on that team starts saying, dude, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You don't know what the hell you're doing. That's not going to happen with Mike Brown. So I think it is the right coach. I'm just saying this expectation that he's getting you to the Eastern Conference Finals again because he did it in 2006 and 7. Doesn't really hold any weight. Well, it's got to do it now.
What coach that's available has a perfect resume?
None of them.
Nobody. So anyone that they were going to hire, whether it was Taylor Jenkins, whether it was Mike Brown, whether it was even Michael Malone, who they had no interest in,
right,
was every single person was going to have to come in with that scar. Something on their resume that says, oh, yeah, but he did it with this. He did it with that. Here's the reality about NBA coaches, and I think it's unfair. You've said it, so you're the guy I'm mad at right now. But I'm mad at everybody because everybody repeats something and it bothers me. Every time a coach has success in the NBA, it's always attached to the superstar he coached.
Yep.
Well, it's a superstar league.
True.
99% of the time when teams have success, it's related to great players. It's a great player league. Like outside of the Pistons who won a title 2 decades ago, who, by the way, had some pretty good players. Rasheed Wallace was pretty good. Rip Hamilton was pretty good. Chauncey Billups was pretty good. Big Ben Wallace was pretty good. But they didn't have a superstar. Every other team that has success has superstars. So to penalize Mike Brown's accomplishments by saying, well, sure, but LeBron James, or even in Sacramento, sure, but DeMontis Sabonis. Like, that's how you win in this league.
Right.
The question is,
it's the only way to win in this league, unfortunately.
So I don't think that's a real penalizing factor about him. What I like about him as an IBO is that you guys wanted experience. I think he has the best experience of anybody available. And what I mean by that is big market, check. He coached in L.A. High expectations, check.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Again, he coached in LA, making the most out of a young roster, which isn't really the Knicks, but you want him to develop a bench? Check. He did that in Sacramento. Win early on? Check. He did that in Cleveland. Like, offensive, I don't know if I'd use the word innovator, but guy who has coached really successful offenses? Check. Like, he checks all the boxes you would want. So if you want to sit here and say, well, but LeBron, or yeah, but Kobe, like, that's not fair. He's a damn good head coach.
Yeah, but we're also talking about two of the elites of the elites.
So what does that mean? The rest doesn't count?
No, I'm not saying anything. And I know he took Golden State to a Game 7, as you were just mentioning. But
that's a pretty good accomplishment.
He's been the Golden State assistant coach for the last 6 years.
That's a part of his, by the way, that's a big part of his resume, too. And I'm really glad you brought it up, even if you're doing it sarcastically. Sitting there learning from Steve Kerr after being a veteran head coach who's gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals, that shows a humbleness.
Of course it does. I mean, by the way, sports has a way of humbling you even if you don't think you need to be humbled.
Oh, definitely. You're right.
So,
I think that everything about his resume, and this was the point I made a couple weeks ago when Knick fans were complaining that this was taking too long. I said, look at the candidates who are unemployed and look how good they are. Like, they got their pick of the litter. Taylor Jenkins is a good young head coach. Mike Brown, Mike Budenholzer. Like, they had a lot of really successful coaches at their disposal, which is why they didn't need to rush. And I think on a lot of levels, based on the cities he's coached in, the expectations he's coached with, I think he's the perfect guy for this job. Now, results are going to tell us, right? Knicks have to go win. We all know that. Knicks got to get to an NBA Finals. If they don't, it's a failure. Right. I get all that. But if you're going to replace someone as successful as Tom Thibodeau, I thought they did a pretty good job in how they did it. Mike Brown is a good hire. It just is. It's true. And for any Knick fan who says it's not sexy enough, it's not sexy enough.
Right.
You're not the Jets. You're not the Brooklyn Nets trying to sell tickets. You're not trying to impress people. You're trying to win. It's not about being sexy. I mean, what, sexy? The Knicks are the last team that needs to be sexy.
Right.
They're already sexy. They're Madison Square Garden. They're going to sell out every game. They're going to be the favorites in the Eastern Conference. Sexy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that anymore. It's got to be sexy. It's got to be good.
It's interesting because one of the first things that you said about whoever the Knicks' new head coach was going to be, it needed to be boring.
I did say that.
And
you remember that?
I did, because it was interesting. Because it's true. They don't need to be flashy. They need to be good, period, or better than they were a year ago, because they obviously fell short against the Indiana Pacers. But Mike Brown, as good as his resume is and as sexy as it should be, he's kind of just a boring hire. And it's probably a good hire from that standpoint, because it just keeps everything in tow and allows this team that was second round couple years in the Eastern Conference Finals to potentially take the next step without having to get overwhelmed by the pomp and circumstance of who the head coach is.
I think that's well said. And I think that now the Knicks fan can move on, because I think what the Knicks fan did, not you, Tommy, you're exonerated here, but a lot of over-emotional Knicks fans, is they somehow made the last 3 weeks like, oh, the circus is back. Oh, my God, they don't know what the hell they're doing. There was no evidence of any of that. What I saw as an outsider, I admit, is an organization who's raised the bar, an organization who said, hey, we like Tom, we appreciate Tom, we've gone as far as we can with Tom.
Right.
We're going to go get better. And, oh, we're not going to rush into our next head coaches. Yeah, we'll throw out a lot of fishing lines for guys that have jobs. I still believe their number one candidate was Jason Kidd. It didn't happen. Jason Kidd wasn't snaky enough to get out of Dallas. Or maybe Jason really wanted to stay in Dallas. Yeah. I have no idea.
Did he get an extension yet?
He will.
You know,
he hasn't gotten it yet, but he will. And they took their time, and they brought in a very solid hire. So watch this. You don't get to see this very often, Teak. Mm-hmm. Watch Tommy Lugauer start by saying, I completely agree with you, Evan. Go ahead.
I completely agree with you, Evan.
Thank you.
I think I agree with every single point you made about Mike Brown. You laid it out brilliantly. I was even trying to think of something that, a point you didn't bring up. I guess that he won championships as an assistant at Golden State, so there's championship pedigree, went to the finals. Remember, the Kings hadn't made the playoffs in like 20-something years until Mike Brown came along. I think a lot of Knicks fans are going through PTSD, and what I mean by that is they remember the years pre-Tibbs and how bad it was, and they look at like a Rex Ryan from a Jet fan's perspective. Like, we had all those years with Tibbs. We stunk before he got there, but you didn't win a title. And I think Knicks fans are forgetting that the organization and a lot of Knicks fans didn't think Tibbs was going to be the guy to get him to the promised land. Now, will Mike Brown get him there? Certainly hope so. We know Knicks in 26. But what we do know that Mike Brown is going to play the bench more. He's going to get more offensive production, especially out of Cat, especially out of Bridges, guys that weren't always top of their game, especially Bridges offensively. And he's going to develop young players. And this is a guy who's dealt with stars, Kobe, LeBron, the bright lights of L.A. So all the points you laid out, I thought were brilliant. And I think there's a lot of Tibbs overreaction here, because I still keep hearing people say, I can't believe they fired him. Well, they fired him a couple weeks ago. You got to move on in sports, Tiki, at some point.
This is post-Tibbs stress syndrome.
I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Disorder.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
So yeah, post-Tibbs stress disorder.
But what happened was, it's a new game. Like, the Knicks are in a new world. Like, I'll go back to something you asked about Mike Brown. Mike Brown coached the Sacramento Kings to a 48-win season. They had the best offensive rating in the league. Mm-hmm. They really blossomed as a dog crap franchise, right? The Kings were the Jets in a lot of ways in the NBA. And Mike Brown coached them to the seventh game of the first round of the playoffs against the Warriors. And then they had a decent year the following year. They won a few less games, didn't make the playoffs.
The West was just tough.
100%. And then this past year he got fired. And you said, why'd they fire him? That's weird. It's not weird. It's the same reason the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. Because at some point as an organization, you look at your head coach and you say, is this as far as we think we can get with them?
Mm-hmm.
Or is our team disappointing us right now? And in the case of Mike Brown in Sacramento, they had 2.5 pretty successful seasons. And management, right or wrong, said, this isn't working. Remember what they also did? They traded De'Aaron Fox. Like, they changed their roster. They changed their team. And so that's not weird. And what the Knicks did, now that it's been a month, let's get it through our heads. It's not that weird. They looked at their roster, they looked at their team, they spoke to their players, and they asked a question we've all asked on Sports Talk Radio since the moment Tom Thibodeau got here. Can we win a championship with this man?
No.
And Leon Rose and James Dolan's answer was no.
Yeah. No, it's not
that
weird.
That ain't crazy.
It's just the timing is just very unique. You don't see very many Eastern Conference final teams fire their coach. That's all it was. Now, was it correct? Of course it was. But it's also something that made you question, what are you planning on doing next?
Well, to the Knicks fans out there, we now know who's next. It's Mike Brown. Do you agree with me that this is a good, smart, functioning hire? Or do we think the Knicks are still a circus? 888-808-1019. Wednesday, summer afternoon, just a few days before our nation's birthday, the 4th of July. If you're just tuning in, Knicks are hiring Mike Brown as their head coach. We'll get to the Yankees in a little bit as well as they play a pivotal game three against the Toronto Blue Jays, losing the first two. Jazz Chisholm opened up a can of worms yesterday, we'll address. And the Mets are in the midst of a doubleheader against the Brewers after they got rained out last night. And I couldn't have been the only one who drove to Citi Field to find out it was getting rained out. I didn't actually get to Citi Field. I got to the White Stone Bridge when I heard that it was postponed.
I'm a loser.
Quickly veered off the exit. And so luckily, I didn't have to pay the toll.
That's miserable. Did you at least take Jet for ice cream or something?
No, just took him right back home.
Oh, dude.
It was me,
what
my
kind of
father.
For you? It's a summer, man.
He's not, believe it or not, if it's not Citi Field ice cream, he ain't into it.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, I was sitting in the house with Tracy. We just had dinner with the kids. I was like, you know what would be great? A soft serve machine.
You're right.
In the house. He's like, yeah, but it'd be great until you had to clean it and everything else.
That is so true.
You're true, but I just felt like soft serve last night.
You're so right. Like, that's the main reason I'm going to the Met game tonight. I needed to make right on the lack of Mr. Softy last night. Now, this Mike Brown hire, I don't think is really a surprise to anybody, right?
They're not going
to
hire Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I would be shocked. I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
This one kind of confused me, though. I don't know why Boomer was going to be shocked, but apparently he's shocked. Mike Brown, the new head coach of the New York Knicks.
They're not going
to
hire Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
I do admit, when this process began, we all made predictions. My prediction was Johnny Bryant. Mm. I thought that everything connected well to them giving him that opportunity. Meanwhile, it doesn't sound like he even got an interview.
No.
It sounds like he wasn't even really a part of this process.
I think it probably came down to what we said originally. They knew him. Yeah. And so if they couldn't get anybody, and say the Mike Browns of the world or the Taylor Jenkins of the world, Tyler Jenkins of the world, turned them down, they'd be like, all right, well, this sucks. All right, we'll hire you, Johnny Bryant. But it didn't ever come to that.
And it was never going to come to that, because those guys specifically, and let's include Mike Budenholzer, who wasn't involved in this, it doesn't sound like, mm-hmm. No one was turning this job down.
No.
Like, I get there's some negatives to it, because you come in here with a lot of pressure, you're working for James Dolan, I understand all that, but you are sitting on the pine, sitting on the beach, as they say, without a job, and now you have a chance to take a job where you will either be the favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference,
right,
or you'll be second.
And by the way, I don't think that the working for James Dolan thing is a detriment anymore. It doesn't feel like it's become an impediment, because you know you're actually working for Leon Rose at this point. It doesn't feel like James Dolan, despite some of his influence in helping move on from Tom Thibodeau, doesn't feel like he's that guy who is just imposing, I'm putting my will on this, and I don't care if this is the right basketball move, this is why I emotionally want to do it. Doesn't feel like that anymore.
No.
So it's not a deterrent as much as it used to be.
No, it's the administration. It's Leon right. Rose. It's World Wide West. I do believe they're running the show. We'll get your opinions now, 888-808-1019. Jake is in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Jake.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's up?
I think Mike Brown's a great hire. You know, it gives us experience, which I know we're kind of used to. It brings us a winning dynamic. You know, he's been far in the playoffs, and he knows what's going on. And I'm seeing reports that it's set new expectations in practice. So I think that's just going to help our team gel and get better. And one more thing. Do you think that this Mike Brown hire could be more of a lead for LeBron joining the team? How do you guys feel about that?
I don't think it has any impact on it. I did, you know, when Mike Brown was attached to this job, and obviously the LeBron James opt-in and the statement by Rich Paul, I went back like everybody else just to kind of remind myself what was the relationship like between LeBron and Mike Brown. And it sounded like, here's the way I'd phrase it, it soured at the end. But then when Mike Brown lost his job with the Lakers, LeBron came out very actively saying, hey, I think he got a raw deal.
Right.
So it sounds like they had a good relationship. It soured. And now, considering LeBron's had a million different head coaches and probably looks back at that era fondly, it sounds like they have a fine relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't think LeBron James is going to push his way to the Knicks or not to the Knicks based on if Mike Brown is or wasn't the head coach.
No, I think you're right about that. And it doesn't seem like it would be a possibility. We talked about this a bit two days ago, whenever it was, Monday, about LeBron James opting into his contract. It just makes it almost impossible for teams to trade for him. So he wants to stay in L.A. He just wants to try to force L.A. to be better this year and not rebuild in place.
I don't think it's an impossibility of him coming to the Knicks.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you why. This morning I read, I think it's from Brian Windhorst, who's pretty locked in, that the Lakers view LeBron James as an expiring contract. They don't view him as this 10th hole Laker player.
Right.
They view him as an expiring and they're building around Luka. If you went to the Lakers and you said to Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not valuable to the Lakers.
But they're thinking about the future.
Right.
That's clearly what they're thinking about. And if you went to the Lakers and said, all right, you can team up Luka with Karl Anthony Towns, I could see where the Lakers would be drawn in by that appeal.
Right.
I could see that.
That's
now,
interesting.
They would also fall into the same problem the Knicks have, which is their two best players can't defend me. But nevertheless. And so if they view LeBron as an expiring deal, the Lakers, if they love Kat and think they can maximize Kat, could potentially say yes to a trade like that. If you're the New York Knicks, and I think many Knicks fans will differ on this, obviously. I think some would say, oh, yeah, I don't believe in Kat. I can rid myself of that contract. I get 1 year of LeBron James. I give it a shot. And then after that, I can move on. So I don't think it's crazy. I think the Knicks actually have the players where you can talk yourself into something like that.
Well, I mean, the Knicks were the one team that when we talked about because they have a contract for contract.
Right.
It kind of just matches up.
Kat for LeBron works out on the trade machine.
Right.
Would you make that trade, Tommy?
I'm getting Aaron Rodgers vibes with LeBron. I don't want him here.
You should.
I don't want him here for any reason.
But I don't think he's going to bring all his boys, though. Because, by the way, they're all retired. Seriously.
Do we have to carve out a role for his son on the staff?
No,
or does he have any other family members he'd like to bring in?
I mean, maybe J.R. Smith comes out of retirement.
Which Tommy would like. He hung out with J.R. last weekend, didn't you?
I like J.R. He invited us on his golf podcast, Sean and I.
Let's go to Corey in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. So Mike Brown is a solid coach with solid NBA experience. But to me, that's the only reason why this would be a good hire. Because to me, you just said it, Evan. The Knicks' biggest issue, the biggest weakness we saw was that their two best players can't defend, right?
Yeah.
And the Kings, in Mike Brown's years, were bottom 10 in defensive efficiency every single year. So the Knicks have basically subscribed to the idea of beating every team in a shootout. And to me, that's just not the way I would have went. But, you know, that's what they're doing. It's just full offense, no defense. And they're just like, oh, we're just not going to play defense anymore.
But their issue in the second half of last year, and you saw it a little bit in the playoffs, is they didn't maximize the offensive weapons they have.
Right.
I mean, when you look at the roster that they have, and we actually saw it early in the season and then it veered off, they should have a top five offense in this league. They got the weapons for that.
Right.
So I don't think it's as simple as screw defense, we don't care. But I think it's, hey, how can we maximize the roster that we have? Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns should be lethal on the pick and roll. Like, we need to maximize what these two can do on the floor at the same time. But yet, in the second half of last year, it went the other way.
Right, but you didn't even see a lot of that, especially in the postseason.
Right.
And it got frustrating. It's like, why are you running the pick and roll with Brunson and Josh Hart? Doesn't make any sense, especially because Josh Hart doesn't want to shoot.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. I wanted to jump in and talk about Mike Brown and the Knicks offseason so far as a part of the coalition.
Yes.
I do like to give credit when credit is due. And I have to say, I actually like what I see going on over at MSG. See, because Leon Rose, simply put, he's window shopping. And as the great philosopher Curtis Jackson would say, he's a window shopper in the jewelry store looking at crowns he know he can't buy. See, he's going out and getting the most recently fired king in the NBA, Mike Brown, to come work with the uncrowned champions. And that makes a ton of sense because I think he'll fit right in with what they're trying to do. And so Leon Rose recognizes the Knicks need to go window shopping like they're in the red light district. The New Amsterdam Knicks better win this year because the Eastern Conference, seemingly overnight with the Magic and the Hawks and all these younger teams coming up, have made the Knicks window close a lot faster than I think they anticipated. So Mike Brown is a good hire, but just like the uncrowned champions, he's a king that can't hold the crown for too long. So he will fit right in, and those picks in the future will be coming to the Nets in the lottery, and the coalition will always win, Tommy. We will always come out victorious because that trade for Bridges will eat at you for years to come. So good luck with Brown, because what can Brown do for you? Absolutely nothing.
You want to respond to that one, Tommy?
Oh,
I'll let you handle that one.
Do I have carte blanche here to respond
in? Taking a shot at UPS.
Can I fight fire with fire with Kendrick?
You can do whatever you want. You have the retort to respond.
Well, I just, it's funny to me that Kendrick and the people that root for his basketball team, the Nets, keep trading for picks in the, you know, basically we'll have flying cars by the time those picks come to fruition, is going to sit there and tell me how my basketball team, who's favorites to get out of the East next year, and his team is favorites for, I don't know, the play-in tournament, I'm not sure, or the mid-season tournament, or one of those in-season tournaments. And Kendrick, this isn't the day for it, because I think Mike Brown, and one of the things we haven't brought up too, is that I think the roster that the Knicks have built fits more of Mike Brown's style than it did with Tibbs. I think it was square peg, round hole with Tibbs. I think he was always swimming upstream.
Well, because he's a defensive-minded head coach. His two best players can't defend me.
Correct, and I think that the roster has been built to outscore teams like the Celtics, teams like the Thunder, and we didn't see that at times. Early in the year we did, but by the midway point, the Knicks kind of went backwards offensively.
100%. Because like, I think sometimes in theory you think, okay, I have a bunch of offensive weapons. They don't defend at a high level. Let me bring in a defensive-minded head coach to make it work. And truthfully, they were an average defensive team at best, probably worse than that at moments.
Right.
And they didn't maximize their offensive potential. And you even look at the two bench pieces they added in Jordan Clarkson and Gershon Yaseb. By the way, I've gone back and forth on the correct pronunciation of this. Yasabele is what I've heard.
Yasabele?
But
Yabusele is what I've heard. Yabu.
Yeah, what's I think Yabusele is said by everybody. I don't think that's accurate.
But I think you
it's
can
Yabusele,
call
not Sealy.
You can go the Tibbs route. Just call him Yabu.
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest way to get around
that's
it.
The easiest route.
And he doesn't have a pronunciation. Oh, there it is. Yabusele.
That's what I said. It's Yabusele. I'm telling you. It's Yabusele. But both of those guys improve this bench. They're offensive first players. Both of them. So they're leaning in to that being the strength of this team. Now, as far as the picks are concerned, and I want to connect the two franchises here. Mm. The Nets picks that they acquired in 2032, and they may get more, they're never using those picks. Let me give you a spoiler alert.
7 years from now.
No, they're never using those picks.
Why are they never using those
because
picks?
Because for whomever, and this is kind of the mystery of the Knicks making the Mikal Bridges trade and the risk of making the Mikal Bridges trade, there's going to be a young superstar that becomes available that none of us see coming, and the Nets want to be one of those teams that have all the assets they can back up to acquire that guy.
Right.
So if you want a really long-term prediction, that 2032 pick they got from the Denver Nuggets, that'll eventually be owned by the Minnesota Timberwolves when Anthony Edwards comes to Brooklyn. Now, that sounds crazy now, but that's my point. Like, that's what they're trying to do. So, enough about the Nets. But I think when they acquire first-round picks, the idea that they're going to use all of them just because they used five this year, I honestly don't think that's their strategy. I think it's to add as much capital to their booty to eventually cash in.
And then there just wasn't that player this free agency.
And they're not ready for it.
Well, yeah, right. But there also wasn't that player.
100%. The right player wasn't out there, and they're not ready for it. 2 years from now, you never know. The risk on the Bridges trade, and this is where I think Kendrick has a chance to be right, is if tomorrow Giannis Antetokounmpo demands a trade. Mm. You're not in position to trade for him because you traded for Mikal Bridges. That's just the reality.
Right.
And I understand the other side of this argument, which is, well, how did I know Giannis was going to be available? And how do I even know if I had those picks, I'd still get them? I still may not get them because the Bucks may send them out west. But that's the risk of that trade, that those assets are no longer things you can use to acquire somebody.
And so, I still think that Bridges, or I know Mikal Bridges is better than what he showed last year, and I think a guy like Mike Brown could unlock the Mikal Bridges we saw in Phoenix and his early stint or the early years in Brooklyn. He was a better player than he showed last year.
I agree with him. I do agree with him. I don't think it's a completely lost deal yet. I think that the loss in draft picks, I think the argument that's being made between immature Net fans and even you, Tommy, is lost on those kids and those picks. It's not about the draft picks. It's not about using the draft picks. It's about trading them for another player that could have helped this roster that maybe we would have argued would have helped this roster more than Mikal. That's the argument. It's not about the high school kid or the middle school kid that you're not drafting at 2031. Just like that pick the Nets got in the Nuggets trade and the Michael Porter Jr. trade, I don't know if they're ever using that pick. My prediction is they're not. It's going to be traded for some superstar that none of us can imagine.
Yeah, but you still, if you're going to go back and reevaluate the Knicks and the five picks, they had to do something. Like they couldn't just sit still and say, we're getting better because we're just a year older.
And you'd feel that way if tomorrow Giannis demands a trade and the Knicks could have acquired him with those picks? Would you feel that same way or would you say, man, they only waited a year?
They took their shot when they felt like they needed to take their shot.
I get that.
They wanted to maximize what probably, in retrospect, they knew was the last shot for Tom Thibodeau. And so give him every resource available to try to find success. And he got close.
Very close.
Just not good enough.
Jeff down in Florida. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? And by the way, do the Knicks beat the Celtics without Bridges? I think the answer is a convincing no.
So, right.
And that is with him not playing well. And speaking of Brown's championship experience, he actually did win another title that you didn't mention. With the Spurs in 03, they beat some team.
That is true.
Rutherford, I'm really not sure.
Yeah, they beat the Nets when he was a young assistant coach, learning at the nipple of Greg Popovich. Great. You're right. You're right.
He also did coach under Carlisle with in his first tenure with the Pacers. So apparently, good coaches apparently like him. I wasn't, if you told me a month ago that Brown was going to be the coach, I'd be underwhelmed. But he does have the experience, a ton of pressure. He got fired by the Lakers after winning a first-round series and starting out 1-4. Worked out well for them because they brought in D'Antoni. The D'Antoni.
That's Lakers. True. It didn't exactly get better for the Lakers when they fired Mike Brown after a good season the year earlier, and that was the lockout shortened season too. He had a good year with the Lakers his first year there. They won a round.
Right.
They lost in the second round. I'm trying to remember to who. And then he was gone after five games the following year.
Yep. His only under 500 year where he didn't get fired was his return to Cleveland, which with a young Kyrie, it wasn't a team ready to win.
I agree. He's got a very good resume. And I said this to start the show, and I stand by it. His resume in terms of success is better than the guy he's replacing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a higher winning percentage in the regular season, a higher winning percentage in the postseason. He's coached in an NBA final, something that Tom hasn't done.
Right.
So the resume is damn good.
One championship as an assistant coach.
Yes. So
he's done a lot more than Tom Thibodeau has done. And so that matters. And I think most importantly, he's going to have the respects of the veterans in that clubhouse, in that locker room. And that's a big part of it.
And you know what the other part that you're going to love, Teak, is?
What's that?
You're going to love his press conferences. Here's a little preview of Mike Brown. This went very famous about a year ago when he was talking after a Sacramento game. And he was talking about, we got to do this consistently. We have to do it possession after possession. Here's Mike Brown. And if he does this in New York, you'll have a field day with it.
We just need to be methodical by stacking or playing the right way possession after 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 possession. You guys got what I'm saying?
I think that was 28.
The commitment 28,
that's a full half.
That's a good one. That's the commitment to the bit right there.
Yeah.
That's a guy saying, I'm not just going to do it 5 times in a row or even 10 times in a row. And do we have official record, Tommy, that it was 28 in a row?
I saw it online that it was, I believe that. Let me get it for you here.
Now, do it yourself.
Let's replay it for the audience. And we'll count together. You want to do that?
Let's count together.
We'll count
ready?
Out loud. Here we go.
We just need to be methodical by stacking or playing the right way possession.
One.
After possession.
Two.
After
three.
Possession. After possession.
Four.
After possession.
Five.
After possession.
Six.
After possession.
Seven.
After possession.
Eight.
After possession.
Nine.
After possession.
Ten.
After possession.
11.
After possession.
12.
After possession.
13.
After possession.
14.
After possession.
15.
After possession.
16.
After possession.
17.
After possession.
18.
After possession.
19.
After possession.
20.
After possession.
21.
After possession.
22.
After possession.
23.
After possession.
24.
After possession.
25.
After possession.
26.
You guys got what I'm saying.
26.
26.
Slightly off.
So a quarter. Full quarter.
That's a full quarter right there. That is a commitment
right
to the joke, if that's what
it
was.
I don't even think it's the joke. What's most interesting about that is that the patience that you have to not rush through that is pretty outstanding. Because most people would be like, possession after possession after possession after possession after possession after possession. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of like, I'm making a point here.
You got to show a patience.
There's a patience
yes.
that it takes to educate the question.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And so, good job, Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Look, here's the bottom line around here.
I don't want that every day.
No, you got to pick your spots.
Right.
The most important thing a head coach can do around here is win. We all know that. That's number one. Number two, can you entertain us? You know, so there's two things going on here. Number one, win. Number two, entertain us. That's where Aaron Glenn has a chance to be really successful. Mm. I think he can be very entertaining.
Really?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think him
well, entertaining to us because we're not asking the questions.
Yes. Oh, no, it's very intimidating.
Right.
Him threatening to wedgie Brian Costello is going to be hilarious. And I love Brian Costello.
We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
I can't wait. I can't wait for football season. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Listen, guys, good afternoon. Hopefully you give me enough time as you did to that 88 coalition member because I have actual the value to bring to the table. So, Evan, you keep bringing up the offense of the Sacramento Kings a few years ago. Highly rated offense. Guess what, though? That's the only offense he has in the top 20. Guess who has three top 20 offenses and three in the top 17, including top 10 last year? That's Tom Thibodeau. And the thing about them falling off in the second half, you think that has a little bit to do with campaign running the offense the last 5 weeks? For 5 weeks when Jalen Brunson wasn't there.
Misleading.
You're
misleading the audience.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to cut you off. I want to retort that. You saw it in the postseason. Did they click? Did Jalen and Karl Anthony Towns click the way they should, considering the talents
that they have? Let me answer that, and then let me get to my other point. So,
as far
as the postseason, yeah. Did you see OKC struggle several times to get blown up by 30, which they never did in the regular season, and other teams also? That's because the way it's being called in the postseason. That's why it's not misleading. You're misleading the people because it's called differently in the postseason.
I disagree because we're arguing. Can we argue and then you can finish? I'll give you every point you want. You're a good caller, Ray.
It's
a good back and forth. What about the rest of the regular season when Jalen was healthy? Like, you could see that their chemistry wasn't the same. There was something off. It didn't click between the two of them. So to just blame it on the way the postseason is called, I don't think is fair.
All right, we'll agree to disagree there. I mean, they finished top four last year. They were top two almost, you know, the entire season when Brunson was there. But also, him going seven games as the favorite and getting blown out at home in Sacramento against the Kings is not an accomplishment. They were the favorite. They had the top-rated offense that year. And I'm not saying I don't like the hire. I'm just saying he's not better than Tibbs. And he's had LeBron James and all these other coaches with Jokic, LeBron James, and all these great players don't pass three top 17 offenses of all time. And this is the guy, Tibbs, that we're saying sucks and has zero mind offensively, but we never give him credit, and we want to say it's misleading. It's just unfair. I'd rather have Jenkins. I would have rather have Johnny Bryant. And I guess that's all I got, but I appreciate you giving me the time. It's just, you know, Tibbs is getting a raw deal here. He has the Knicks ready to win. And so, you know, this guy's going to win with a team that, you know, that Tibbs developed. He made Brunson into a superstar.
Right. If the Knicks win an NBA championship, that's going to be a fun argument. Whoa, it's Tom Thibodeau's team. Who cares? Honestly, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
Who cares that Tom we all appreciate and understand how a part of this turnaround Tom Thibodeau was. He's an incredibly huge figure in the history of the New York Knicks that should always be appreciated.
I think the one thing that you can't do as a fan, as an observer, is keep talking about Tom Thibodeau. You can't make the comparison to Tom Thibodeau because it doesn't matter. He's fired. He's not coming back. It's a sunk cost, so to speak, if you want to look at it in an economic standpoint. He's not here. He's not going to have any influence going forward other than the impact that he's left on some of these players. And so now it's up to the new head coach, this new staff, to take what Tom brought here, give him credit, put him on a platform, put him on a plateau, I should say, it's better description, and now you got to jump higher. And that's really all that you care about with Mike Brown. It has nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau. It's how does Mike Brown make it better?
You're right and you're wrong. Here's where you're right. Your point is right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's gone, he's not coming back. That's the old line I had when Jacob DeGrom left as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone, he's not coming back. Relitigating the Tom Thibodeau fight is a waste of time. So you're obviously right about that. I agree with you. But here's where you're wrong. And it sucks. But Tom Thibodeau's shadow is going to live over this team. And if things get off to a shaky start or things aren't working, naturally, you're going to hear Knicks fans like Ray and others bring up, well, they shouldn't have fired Tom Thibodeau. So it doesn't simply go away. Like, unfortunately, when you have success around here, for the person that follows suit, the person that follows your job,
right,
you're going to hear about that person for a while.
You know who Tibbs reminds me of? Tony Dungy. Couldn't win the big one. Got Tampa. This will hit home for T. Got Tampa to that certain level. They fired him. It was probably unpopular. And then Gruden won a Super Bowl with him. Now Tony ended up winning a Super Bowl with the Colts. And maybe Tibbs gets a job, wins a championship. But certain coaches can only get you to a certain point. You move on. And even if it is, those were Tony Dungy's players, but Gruden was the guy that won a Super Bowl with them.
You know, it's a better example. The reason I wouldn't use Tony is because of the last point you made. He eventually did win a Super Bowl.
Well, he got another opportunity. I don't know if Tibbs is going to get another opportunity.
I think he is. And that's why the comparison to Tom Thibodeau's Buck Showalter. It is.
Yeah.
It's Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
Also, not getting to a championship. You know, Buck Showalter's never managed in a World Series.
Right.
Tom Thibodeau has never managed in coached, obviously, in an NBA Finals. And I guess the big difference between Buck and Tibbs, when you get literal, is that Buck would leave places and it would be better off and the team would go up.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tibbs' case, not all his doing or his undoing, the Bulls got worse when he was gone. The T-Wolves briefly got worse when he was gone. And we'll obviously see about the Knicks. We don't know. They better be better. Or they at least at bare minimum better be the same, especially with the expectations in the Eastern Conference. And let's touch on that when we get back, because the landscape in the East is starting to change. We discuss what it's looking like and if it's benefited the Knicks over the last few days, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.